question reflection about the previous day's reading. I was a little cautious about Ajahn Jnana Namo says, it seemed to say that you can judge how well your meditation goes by how much time you're actually concentrated, such that if you spend 4 hours meditating but you're actually focused only 1 minute, it's like you only meditated 1 minute. And I'm not quite sure I understand what he's getting at there. Or maybe there'd be another perspective on that. I'm curious what other people have to say about that.
My take on that was, in the context of what you're talking about, was putting forth effort and energy in the practice and looking at developing mindfulness. And so I think is that if you're not developing awareness, you're not developing mindfulness, you're just allowing yourself to just drift off and fantasize and not putting any effort in, then even though you've sat for 4 hours, but you're mentally asleep, then you weren't meditating. You weren't putting forth any effort. That's, I think, what he was. Kind of, he approached that from one or two different times, kind of saying that same thing. It was my take.
I thought it was like if you're sitting and not putting forth the mental effort, at least trying, then you're not meditating. It's not like you have to be, I don't think he ever said you have to be in samadhi or else it was completely wasted, but at least you're trying to keep your meditation object rather than just letting it go completely.
Yeah, I agree. That's my understanding too. It's not, just as you say, it's not that you have to be with the breath 100% of the time or with your object or, moving into samadhi, but making the effort, that moment when you find yourself lost and you wake to that moment of being, oh, I just drifted for 20 minutes. That's a moment of mindfulness, and that's what that's the habit, the returning to that awareness of what the state is, whether it's kusala or akusala, is meditating, as far as I understand.
Maybe just listen to, I'd like to consider the talk we just heard. I mean, there's not, when Pasamedo is, puts Dhammacaya prominent, he's always aware of what that mental state is. I mean, that whole talk really had very little to do with samadhi, but hindrance, being aware of the state of the mind, and if you're constantly applying your mind in that way, you'll overcome those problems. And whether or not it's specifically with the point of a breath or samadhi or your feet touching the ground, not quite as important.
Actually, in my understanding, and also is that when you do deal with the hindrances, like Ajahn Sumedho was talking about in that talk, when you do that, then, and you work on lessening the hindrances and sending them into abeyance, then it's not like you have to work on samadhi. It just that's what happens when you deal with the hindrances and let them go, understand them and let them go. Then the result is very easy samadhi. You don't have to work on it.
Listen to, I kind of wonder if Ajahn Jnana Namo, because I think he also helped edit or translated the autobiography of Ajahn Tate in the early days. And I think Ajahn Tate goes into the Volga state, that kind of state of, because he very specifically mentions that, not the wording of it, but getting into a meditative state where there's no effort being put in, it feels very peaceful, but there's no wisdom arising from it. And I think Ajahn Jnana would even say that, it's not necessarily that it's not meditation, but it's not profitable. You might be, like temporarily, might be a reprieve from some suffering that you're feeling or suppressing the hindrances, but it's not uprooting. And then Ajahn Tate, he goes to Ajahn Mun. He actually went to his teacher, maybe Ajahn Singtong, and he told him that he shouldn't be going into that state, and he disagreed. So he set off for 2 or 3 years looking for Ajahn Mun, Ajahn Mun basically told him, no, your teacher was right. You need to abandon that type of practice and you start investigating the hindrances.
Yeah, I remember Ajahn Mun told Ajahn Tate that he has to cultivate mindfulness of the body. And Ajahn Tate thought, why is that? I don't have any lust or I don't have any coarse defilements. And Ajahn Mun said, it doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about insight into anatta. I think Lumpur Khao also had a thing where he could meditate all night, but he had no idea what happened or where he was. He could sit bolt upright all night, but had no memory of it. And Ajahn Mun said, you have sati without sampajanya. Most of us don't have that problem. not raised up to the level of having that particular problem.
Okay. Thank you.